Hello, everyone. I need to discuss with you how I feel about religion. I do not do theological debates. I do not do arguments on religion. I do not get combative with people for their faith. And I do not shame anyone for their spirituality. I don't attack people who go to houses of worship. I don't even engage in any denominational back and forths. I'm not an apologist type of person. What that means is that I don't spend a lot of time arguing why I'm right and why somebody else is wrong. And I'm not picking on Christian apologists when I say that. I'm not picking on non-Christian apologists when I say that, because apologist simply means you argue and debate a lot. And apologists is not just in religion. You have some secular people who are apologists. They spend a lot of their time arguing against religious people. And you have some religious people who spend a lot of time arguing against secular people. Because, yes, you do have apologists in all the other religions. They go at people who don't share their denomination, even if they're the part of the same religion. And they argue with people of different denominations. They may argue with people who have conservative theology, or they may argue with you if you have liberal theology, or y'all could be of different religions and both not be Christian. It could be a person in Judaism and a person in Islam, and you have apologists who they debate people who they think are the most vociferous against them. I'm not an apologist when it comes to religion. I'm not an apologist when it comes to secularity either, because to me, I feel that all it does is create desensitization against wedge issues. All it does is create scientific bullying of one another, using history to bully one another, using geography to bully one another, using mathematics to bully one another, using scholarly literature to bully one another, using religious texts to bully one another, using the atrocities of the past, the current, and the ones that are seen as likely going to happen in the future to bully one another. And that's how you get into trashing each other for living totally different lifestyles, not sharing the same lifestyles, not sharing the same love styles, trashing each other for that. And it creates using like inventions to bully one another. And it's like, it's basically you're using dictionaries, thesauruses, and encyclopedias to bully one another. And lastly, it's all about using philosophy, ideology, law, commerce, politics to just bully one another. And that's not where my heart is. In the past, when I first started the podcast, at the time, I had a lot of trauma relating to being in a particular church environment where usually My experiences were not articulated. And that's why I felt what I felt back then when I was doing religion episodes. But because I've had a lot of personal growth and I've had a lot of life experiences, I'm no longer where I used to be. I've advanced and matured since then. So here's my statement. I do not argue with people when it comes to religion and when it comes to secularity. For example, I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in Sunday Sabbatarianism. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in Sunday blue laws. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in homeschooling and private schooling as valid alternatives to public education for parents who object to the content being taught at school. I don't fuss and fight with people who advocate for the removal of sex education literature from public schools for parental opt-out of comprehensive sex education and being for absence-only sex education. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe that North America was founded by Christians as a Christian nation. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in creationism and intelligent design and are against evolution. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in a system of educational choice using a system of school vouchers instead of public education. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe that LGBTQI plus is both sinful and iniquitous. I don't fuss and fight with people who advocate for the prohibition of drugs. I don't fuss and fight with people who are opposed to legalization of marijuana. I don't fuss and fight with people who are members of the temperance movement. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in adding alcohol packaging warning messages to bottles and limiting alcohol advertising. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe that fornication is a sin. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe that living together unmarried cohabitation is a sin. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe that masturbation is a sin. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe that non-Christians are doomed to hell. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe that churches should always enjoy their 501c3 tax exempt status due to the Johnson Amendment of the Internal Revenue Code, IRS. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe that pornography is of the devil. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in state-sanctioned prayer in public schools. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe that abortion is immoral. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe that euthanasia is disheartening to God. I don't fuss and fight with people who are dismayed by contraception. I don't fuss and fight with people who are heartbroken by gambling. I don't fuss and fight with people who have an abhorrence for obscenity. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe that the nightlife is ungodly. I don't fuss and fight with people who see sex work as deplorable. I don't fuss and fight with people who are outraged by masturbation, by erotica. I don't fuss and fight with people who oppose IVF. I don't fuss and fight with people who want to outlaw comprehensive sex education. I don't fuss and fight with people who reject embryonic stem cell research. I don't fuss and fight with people who are into school prayer and creationism in public education. I don't fuss and fight with people who feel that it's okay to display Christianity in the public sphere like the Ten Commandments, and that they don't think that that violates the Establishment Clause. I don't fuss and fight with people who want to terminate separation of church and state. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe that there should be Christian activist judges in the judicial system. I don't fuss and fight with people who support the presence of religious institutions within government and the public sphere. And these are the same people who advocate for fewer restrictions on government funding for religious charities and religious schools. I don't fuss and fight with people who are about Christian Zionism. I don't fuss and fight with people who enjoy the overturning of Roe and Casey. I don't fuss and fight with people who oppose therapeutic and reproductive human cloning. I don't fuss and fight with people who support research with adult stem cells, amniotic stem cells, and induced pluripotent stem cells, which do not use cells from human embryos. And these are the same people that view the harvesting of biological material from the embryo lacking the ability to get permission as a result, as an assault on a living being. I don't fuss and fight with people who have conservative theological views on biotechnology. I don't fuss and fight with people who have conservative interpretation of the Bible as the basis for moral values, enforcing such values by legislation in terms of role of government. I don't fuss and fight with people who have economic conservative policies such as tax cuts and social conservative policies such as child tax credits. So that's where I stand on that. And this is also how I truly feel. For example, for me, I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in conservative Christianity, conservative theology, theological conservatism, traditional Christianity, and biblical orthodoxy. For examples, I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in the doctrine of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in the doctrine of the deity of Jesus Christ, that Jesus is fully God and fully man. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in the literal physical resurrection of Jesus. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in the literal physical return of Jesus. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in the higher view of Scripture being authoritative word of God. I don't fuss and fight with people who have the belief in the authority of the Bible as God's revelation to humanity. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in Bible prophecy. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in biblical literalism. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in Bible inerrancy. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in biblical infallibility. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in the Bible and its original manuscripts being the final authority in all matters on which it speaks or on matters of faith and religion, all subjects. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in sola scriptura. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in a literal heaven and a literal hell. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in the resurrection of Christ as being the most important actual event in the history of the world. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in original sin. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in archangels, angels, demons, archdemons, Satan and devils and God and the streets of gold and weeping with a gnashing of teeth and the pearly gates and the angels recording books of all of your details of your life and weeping with a gnashing of teeth, hollering, screaming, being burned in fires forever. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in original sin. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in Jesus' redeeming work on the cross is the only means for salvation and forgiveness of sins. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in that I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except in me. John chapter 14, verse 6. And when I was yawning, I wasn't yawning out of disrespect. Sometimes when you talk a lot, yawning just happens. I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in Christian fundamentalism, evangelicalism, evangelical movement. And I want to make it clear. I don't fuss and fight with people who hold on to their religion when it comes to destiny, behaviors, and practices, morals, beliefs, worldviews, texts, sanctified places, prophecies, ethics, organizations, supernatural, transcendental, spiritual elements, the divine, sacredness, faith, supernatural beings, sacred histories, narratives, and origin of life, the universe, other phenomena, holy places, symbols, rituals, sermons, commemoration of veneration of deities or saints, sacrifices, festivals, feasts, trances, TRA and CES, initiations, matrimonial, and funerary services, meditation, prayer, music, art, dance, public service. I don't fuss and fight with people getting to the whole which pathways or mythologies and which are not. I don't fuss and fight with people who do those things. And I don't fuss and fight with people who believe in Christian eschatology, Jesus judging the living and the dead, the second coming, and the birth of Jesus, and the three postponements of the Trinity, and Easter Sunday, and December 25th being the birthday, March 25th being the day of his conception, and his existing historically, and being conceived of the Holy Spirit, performed miracles, founded the church, and lastly, just everything that the Bible say about Jesus. I do not argue with people at all about faith topics at all. I just don't. How I feel about religion personally, I'll say this, that so, my views on religion are best simplified as this. There are plenty of people in the world of religion who are combating abuse. There are plenty of people in religion who are combating abuse of authority, abuse of corpse, abuse of discretion, abuse of dominance, abuse of indulgences, abuse of information, abuse of power, abuse of process, abuse of rank, abuse of statistics, abuse of trust, abuse of supervision, academic abuse, adolescent abuse, adult abuse, alcohol use disorder, animal abuse, and antisocial behavior. There are plenty of people in the world of religion who are combating bullying, character assassination, child abuse, child sexual abuse, child-on-child sexual abuse, civil rights abuse, clandestine abuse, clerical abuse, cyber abuse or cyber bullying, dating abuse or dating violence, defamation, disability abuse, discriminatory abuse, domestic abuse or domestic violence, economic abuse, elder abuse, emotional abuse, and employee abuse. There are plenty of people in the world of religion who are combating false accusations, flag abuse, gaming the system, gaslighting, gay abuse or gay bashing, harassment, hate crimes, hazing, human rights abuse, humiliation, incivility, institutional abuse, insults, intimidation, legal abuse, lesbian abuse and lesbian bashing, market abuse, medical abuse, military abuse, mind abuse or mind control, misconduct, mobbing, narcissistic abuse, neglect, negligence, parental abuse by children and of children, passive-aggressive behavior, patient abuse, peer abuse, persecution, and physical abuse. There are plenty of people in the world of religion combating torture, police abuse, political abuse, prejudice, prison abuse or prisoner abuse, professional abuse, psychological abuse, racial abuse, ragging, rape, relational aggression, religious abuse, rudeness, ritual abuses, school bullying, sectarian abuse, self-abuse, sexual abuse, sexual bullying, sibling abuse, and smear campaigns. There are plenty of people in the world of religion combating spiritual abuse, stalking, structural abuse, substance use disorder, surveillance abuse, taunting, teacher abuse, teasing, telephone abuse, terrorism, transgender abuse or trans bashing, umpire abuse, verbal abuse, verbal attacks, whispering campaigns, workplace abuse or workplace bullying, characteristics and styles of abuse, abuse of power control, coercive power, psychological characteristics of abusers, and effects of abuse on victims. So that is the best way for me to finalize my views on religion. And I appreciate that the faith-based community claims me as a member of the faith-based community because of my Christ consciousness and my Christ likeness. And that is something that I'm celebratory about.